Jesus love is very wonderful. Jesus love is very wonderful. Jesus love is very wonderful. Oh, wonderful love. So high I can't get over it. So low I can't get under it. So wide can't get round it. Oh, wonderful love.
Jesus' love is very wonderful. Jesus' love is very wonderful. Jesus' love is very wonderful. Oh, wonderful love. So high, can't get over it. So low, can't get under it. So wide, can't get round it.
Hello and welcome to this Holy Half Hour here on 3TFM with me, the Reverend Alec Noble, Minister of Saltcoats North Parish Church. Tonight I have my wife Patricia sitting beside me, sitting on my knee actually, but it's
radio.
Don't
tell everyone.
And you won't know. Anyway, welcome Patricia, it's nice to have you.
Thank you.
And we're going to do Worship Sketches 3. We've done this twice before, so it's getting a habit. But we've had hundreds of requests from one or two people.
It's the only way it takes me for a night out.
So, let's do the alternative Good Samaritan story. A man was travelling from Ardrossan to Stevenston when he was mugged and left lying by the side of Saltcoats High Road. It so happened that a citizen or two saw the accident. They were very angry and upset by what they saw. So they phoned the police on their mobile phones to come quickly and help the poor man. When they got home, they were still angry, so they wrote letters to the Ardrossan and Saltcoats Herald newspaper, to the local council, to the MP and the Prime Minister.
Something ought to be done about law and order in our society. Somebody ought to do something about it. The authorities need to put a stop to this antisocial behaviour. We can't even walk down our own street in safety.
They were very indignant and passionate about law and order, but they omitted to go up to the man and help him in the moment of his need. So he was still lying near the traffic lights when some church people, including the minister, were coming toward the church for the Sunday service. They stopped short of the man.
Oh, the poor soul. What's happened to him? Is he drunk? Surely not at this time in the morning. Is he ill? Maybe we should phone for an ambulance. Is he homeless and begging? Do we know his face? Is he a local or a stranger? Oh, here comes the minister. He'll look after the situation.
But the minister, meanwhile, was thinking much the same thoughts. Plus,
it's 10 to 11. I'm late already. I haven't time to stop. What would the whole congregation say if I arrived at 11:30 with the excuse? A funny thing happened to me on the way to the church this morning. I was doing my Good Samaritan good deed for the day. Sorry to have left you in the lurch.
He agonised on the horns of a dilemma for a moment, then noticed the group of worshippers approaching the man, and he thought to himself,
oh good, they will look after him. They can be late for church easier than me. It is good for the laity to share ministry, priesthood of all believers and all that.
The minister did feel for the man, but he also felt for the congregation, sitting waiting up the road, and he felt God's call to be a preacher more than a social worker.
These are the tough decisions one has to make. It is a question of priorities. Choosing between two good things to do, it's never easy. Why does it always seem to happen at busy times?
The worshippers too shared all these agonies. But when they saw the minister scoot past, they thought,
maybe the minister knows something we don't. Maybe the minister knows this guy from before. Maybe he is a bag of trouble. If the minister can't stop to bother, why should we? If that's the minister running late, we better get a move on or else we'll be late too. We don't want to miss a sermon on the Good Samaritan.
So with bells still ringing in the man's ears, the church folk went on into church. Fortunately, there was another passerby who was not in any hurry, a little heathen who had no intention of going to church. Nor was he an indignant citizen. In fact, he didn't belong to Saltcoats at all. Truth be told, he was an asylum seeker from Glasgow. No, not seeking asylum from Glasgow, but an African seeking asylum from all the violence in Zimbabwe, now living in Glasgow. He had come down the water to savour some of the good life in democratic, free, Christian, civilised Scotland. He was deeply hurt to see the man beaten up and lying on the pavement. It opened up deep wounds in the man, who himself had recently been tortured. He could too easily identify with the man being physically attacked, and he sighed deeply.
Oh no, not here as well.
So he crossed the road and went to help the poor man. The man took one look at the foreigner and ran away.
I'm not getting mugged twice in one day.
No, it's not a true story, but so much of it does ring true today that we must concede it could easily be true. So we have a choice. This not-so-good Samaritan story, or Jesus' good Samaritan story. Which script do we choose to live by? Which world do we wish to live in? Here's Girls Aloud singing, "I'll Stand By You." Let's try another sketch. This one is dedicated to all the Girls Brigade people. It's called 10 Girl Brigaders. 10 Girl Brigaders went to the Girls Brigade when fine, but it started raining. Then there were 9.
9 Girl Brigaders stayed out very late. 1 fell asleep, and then there were 8.
8 Girl Brigaders on the road to heaven. 1 bought a mountain bike. Then there were 7.
7 Girl Brigaders heard of magic tricks, One disappeared, and then there were six.
Six girl brigaders kept the place alive. One bought an iPod, then there were five.
Five girl brigaders seemed loyal to the corps, but the captain upset one, and then there were four.
Four girl brigaders never could agree over badge work. Then there were three.
Three girl brigaders sang the service through, got a hymn they didn't know, then there were two.
Two girl brigaders disputed who should run the next closing display. Then there was one.
One girl brigader, knowing what to do, got a friend to come to the brigade, and then there were two.
Two sincere brigaders each brought in one more, so their numbers doubled, then there were four.
Four faithful brigaders simply couldn't wait, so their number doubled, then there were eight.
Eight eager brigaders, searching round for souls, working, praying, recruiting, drew others in by shoals.
Shoals and shoals at every service, cramming every pew. O God, supply this grace and zeal in our division too.
So here's a song all about revival by Robin Mark. Sometimes this programme goes in a wing and a prayer, so here's the prayer bit. This is the Our Father sketch. Our Father.
Yes?
Oh, are you really there? Here, listening?
Yes.
Father, do you mind if I don't call you that?
Father, what's wrong with that? Oh, I get it. You had bad experiences with your own father.
No, I'm a poor father.
Fortunately, I am not just a bigger version of you. The point is that in all my greatness and perfection, I am fatherly, loving, personal, and tender towards you.
Well, Father, which art in heaven?
I'm not that far away. I'm more down to earth than you think. You don't have to shout. I'm here and I can hear.
Harold be thy name.
My name's not Harold. The word you're looking for is hallowed. It means holy, special, and that I should be held in awe and respect.
I have a wee bit of a problem with the next bit. Thy kingdom come.
Oh, why is that?
I'm a Republican.
So, what do you want? Do you want me to stand for election as God every 5 years?
Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Mind you, you have some chance in heaven. I don't fancy your chances on earth.
I have my ways.
Give us this day our daily bread. And could you stretch that to the odd McDonald's McFlurry chicken?
Some folks are really fussy and never satisfied. I miraculously gave the Israelites their daily manna in the wilderness. Do you know what they said to me? They cried out, "Oh no, not manna again." Can you credit it?
I know, it's terrible. Please forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors.
I will, every month, before the surcharge kicks in.
And lead us not into temptation. Well, most of the time. Just kidding.
I don't usually lead anyone into temptation. They do a pretty good job with that themselves. What you can do is burn the bridges across which temptation comes.
But deliver us from evil, or at least spare us the consequences.
Well, you don't do the evil, and I'll spare you the consequences. Deal?
Yes. For thine is the republic, and the power, and the glory, forever. Amen. The end.
Bye for now. Have a nice day.
Here's Cliff Richard singing the obvious next song, the Millennium Prayer.
Thy name.
You're listening to 3TFM's Holy Half Hour with Alec and Patricia Noble. That's if you haven't switched off, of course. So we're doing some sketches here, and here's another one entitled But Why?
Hi there, how are you?
Okay.
You don't look it.
I've been thinking.
Ooh, are you sure that's a good idea at your age?
Ha ha.
So, what have you been thinking about?
Why?
Why what?
Just why.
Well, why not, I suppose, but what were you thinking about why?
I was thinking that why is the most important question.
More important than what other questions?
Questions like who, what, when, where, how.
So why is why the most important question?
Because it unlocks so many doors.
How?
No, why?
Yes, but how does why help?
Well, you're doing it already.
Doing what?
Asking me why is helpful.
Right.
Whatever the mystery hidden behind locked doors, just ask but why and the doors open.
Why is that?
Because it gets to the heart of the matter.
So why are you looking so glum if you've discovered the most important question of them all?
Because I was sitting here thinking but why.
But why what?
Why am I here?
Because you came over and sat down?
No, why am I on planet Earth?
Because the moon is less habitable.
Seriously, why are any of us here at all?
Accident of birth, perhaps?
Why live?
Why not? To be or not to be, that is the question.
Why do we live? What's the purpose of life? Is it a test? Is it to entertain God?
Does there have to be a purpose?
Could you live with the thought that there isn't a purpose to life?
Probably.
The Bible says that God has a plan and purpose for life.
For the world, you mean?
Yes, but also for each and every one of us.
A purpose just for me?
Yes.
Why?
Now you sound like me.
Why should there be just one purpose? Why not 10 purposes?
Why not a million purposes, I suppose?
I would settle for just one.
Well, maybe the purpose of life is to help other people.
Or even better, to be helped by other people.
That's selfish.
Why should selfishness not be the purpose of my life?
Just because it is selfish. Selfish is sinful.
Who says?
God.
If there is a God.
There is.
But just supposing there isn't a God, then the purpose of life could be a lot different.
How is that?
Well, I could be selfish without any comeback.
But there is a God, and he doesn't like selfishness.
So, what could his purpose possibly be for us?
To love him.
And enjoy his love?
There you go, being selfish again.
I know, but it would be two-way love.
And also to love others. The Bible says we should love our neighbours.
And have our neighbours love me?
Well, it would be a love triangle. God, others, me.
Sounds good. But could we not just be evolving godlessly? Nothing to do with God or love, just the instinctive propagation of the species. Just a raw survival instinct.
But why? What's the point? Evolving in what way? To what end? For what?
For its own sake. No reason, no purpose. Just 'cause.
Sounds pointless to me.
Well, does there always have to be a point?
I sincerely hope there is. The reason you found me glum was because I was starting to doubt the purpose of life, starting to wonder if it is purposeless.
Maybe this is all a refining process to make us sweeter. Maybe this is an educational process as we learn about life in the school of hard knocks. Maybe this is all about smoothing off our rough edges till the diamond is revealed.
Maybe this is all a preparation for heaven, like our time in the womb is all about preparing us for life on planet Earth.
Then again, maybe it is best to think about the purpose of this life in terms of this life, rather than as pie in the sky when you die.
Ah, but if there is a God, and if we're going to be living with him and other people forever and ever with no amen, then this life is very much connected to the next life, just as the caterpillar's life does have a bearing on the butterfly's life, just as the experience of the fetus has consequences even in our adult life. So we need to get on the right track right away.
Maybe, but I like to walk before I run. Take one step at a time. Get the hang of this afternoon's purpose before contemplating my eternal destiny.
Which reminds me, what did I come into this room for again?
God only knows.
Well, we're not the only one asking questions today. This is Tracy Chapman asking why.
star. There's enough food to feed the world. Why wouldn't there so many of us? Are there people still alone? Why are the missiles called peacekeepers when there ain't to kill? Why is a woman still not safe when she's in her home? Love is hate, war is peace, no is yes, we're all free. But somebody's gonna have to answer. The time is coming soon. Amidst all these questions and contradictions, there's some who seek the truth. But tell me, why do the babies starve? There's enough food to feed the world. Why wouldn't there so many of us? Are there people still alone? Why are the missiles called peacekeepers when there ain't to kill? Why is a woman still not safe when she's in her home? Love is hate, war is peace, no is yes, we're all free. But somebody's gonna have to answer. The time is coming soon when the blind remove their blinders and the speeches speak the truth. Tell me, why do the babies starve? There's enough food to feed the world. Why wouldn't there so many of us? Are there people still alone? And why are the missiles called peacekeepers when they're aimed to kill? Why is a woman still not safe when she's in her home? Love is hate, war is peace, no is yes, we're all free.
This is our last sketch tonight. Psst, psst.
Eh? Who? Me?
Yes, you. Do you know who I am?
No, but if you ask that policeman over there, he'll maybe be able to find out for you and let you know.
I don't need a policeman. I know who I am.
Well, why are you asking me then?
No, you misunderstand. I'm trying to introduce myself to you.
In that case, why don't you just tell me your name straight out?
Jesus Christ.
There's no need to swear.
I'm not swearing. My name is Jesus Christ, or Christ Jesus.
Well, make up your mind. Are you Jesus Christ or Christ Jesus?
Well, actually, my name is Jesus, but my title is the Christ.
What kind of a title is that, then?
Christ means Messiah or Anointed One, the Heavenly One.
Is that just no a wee bit overstated? I mean, you're not bad looking, but I wouldn't go far as say you're heavenly.
Don't you think I radiate?
I am not sure I want to comment on your personal hygiene.
No, I mean I feel so full of new life. I must be oozing vitality, vivaciousness, liveliness, joie de vivre.
Oh, I just thought you'd drunk too many colas with sugar and E2-in-1s. A lot of folk get hyper nowadays.
I've just had the most wonderful, ecstatic experience.
You're not on drugs, are you?
No, nothing like that. But I feel so high and so elated.
You better be careful about that, because balloons can burst and what goes up can soon fall down when it gets deflated.
What I mean is, I've just made the most glorious comeback.
Ah, so you're an actor then?
No, I'm not an actor. What I'm trying to tell you is, I've just risen from the dead.
You've just got out of bed?
Are you deaf or something? I'm telling you, I was dead, but now I'm alive.
Dead? You're not dead.
No, that's what I'm telling you. I was dead, but now I'm alive again.
You couldn't have been right dead then.
I was right dead. Completely done in, kaput, a goner, deceased, expired, past my sell-by date, shoveled off my mortal coil, dead and gone.
Gone where?
Hell.
There you go swearing again.
I'm not swearing. You asked me where I went to. I went to hell.
West Kilbride's no that bad, especially if it's just for the weekend. So what did you do there?
I tried to save lost souls.
I bet you had less than a snowflake's chance.
I seem to be having less than a snowflake in hell's chance of getting through to you.
I'm not that thick. I heard you. You died a death, you've had a hellish weekend, and now you're feeling back in the land of living again. I've had plenty weekends like that myself.
How can I get through to you, since you seem like a French fry short of a happy meal? I was crucified, dead, and buried. But now I'm gloriously alive forevermore. I'm the proof that there is life after death.
A bit like Bruce Forsyth, then. He's died a few deaths, but he keeps dancing on.
Strictly speaking, I am the lord of the dance, and I still go on.
I preferred the X Factor myself.
I am the X Factor in myself. I am the way, I am the truth, I am life.
You're not Simon Cowell, are you?
No, I'm God Almighty.
I sometimes wonder if Simon Cowell thinks that too.
Look, I just wanted to show you that there is life after death, and that the last word is not suffering, injustice, evil and death, but resurrection, bounce-back ability, and fullest life, now and forever. But only in me, of course.
Well, why did you not say so earlier? What did you say your name was again?
Jesus Christ. Well, thanks very much, Patricia, for coming and helping tonight with the sketches.
My pleasure.
And our holy half hour's run out, so I leave you with Susan Boyle singing How Great Thou Art.
Then sings my soul, my Saviour God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, sings my song.